Chof Beis Cheshvin, 31st of October, Rabbi Anthony Manning, Dumbling at Kibri Office.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you very much again for inviting me. It's always lovely to be here. This week, this Shabbos is Chai Sora. And Chai Sora, if you go to Hebron, this Shabbos, there are thousands and thousands of people going to see Kibri Avos. A few weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, was the 11th of Cheshvan, which is the Yorzeit of Rachel Imenu. And if you went then, you would have found thousands of people heading towards the Kever of Rachel Imenu. Although, it must be said that there's a machlokes in Chazal as to whether Rachel Imenu died in the autumn or whether she died in the spring. And it's interesting that Rashi on Chumash actually brings the Shita that she died in the spring between Pesach and Shavuos. So that's an interesting question as to whether there's an alternative Yorzeit for Rachel Imenu. You can visit the whole year, but there's no question that Kibri Avos is Minag Yisrael. And I want to bring you a few questions here as to reasons why people do go to Kfarim and why people maybe should go to Kfarim. Half a dozen reasons why it's a very good thing. And half a dozen reasons why it's actually quite a dangerous thing in different ways, and things to be aware of. So let's have a look. There's a lot of sources on the sheet. We're not going to go through all of them in 30 minutes, but you have it there for a future reference. If you have one, have a spare here if you need a spare. So let's start with the classic source where Kalev goes to Kibri Avos. Number one, V'yalu b'negev. So they, the Meraglim, went up into the Negev. Vayavo ad Chevron, and he came to Chevron. And Rashi very famously brings here Kalev levadoi halach sham, number two. Only Kalev went to Chevron, v'nishtateach ha-kivri avos. And he went to daven by the kivri avos to daven for hatzlocha against the advice of the Meraglim. What's very interesting is that Rashi only partially quotes the source in Sota from Chazal. And he leaves an important phrase out. Why he did that is a good question. But no question that is one of the classic sources of going to Kibri Avos. Probably the earliest one where Kalev goes to visit the Kfarim in Maras and Machpelah. So let's have a look at why it's good to go to Kfarim. Number four. It's good for tshuva. Says the Gemara in Tanis, Lama Yotzei LeBeis HaKvaros. He asks our questions. Why bother? Why go to the Beis HaKvaros? So Pligi be Rebbe Levi Bar Chama veRebbe Chanina. So there's a machlokes there between these two Amoraim. Chad Amar Hari Anu Chashuvim Lefanech Kameisim, because it impresses upon us that we are Chashuv Kameisim. And Chad Amar Kedeshi Vakshu Aleinu Meisim Rachamim. We'll get to that soon. That the Meisim can ask for mercy on our behalf. Maybe now, what's the difference between these two approaches? Because if the purpose of going to the Kfarim is to impress on us the need to do tshuva, because today we're here, and after 120 years, but that goes quickly enough, we'll be together with the Meisim. So it'll impress on us the need to do tshuva. So why do we need to go to Jewish Meisim? All the Meisim will help us do that. And the Tosfos brings down here in number five. This is from this Gemara. Mikam noyigim b'chol makom lelech bezek for us b'tishabah. There's a minhag on Tisha B'Av, which is also day of Tshuva, Shivenu Hashem Elecha V'Nashuva from Eicha, that we go to Kfarim on Tisha B'Av, and the Shulchan Aruch brings that down as well. Sheva Tanias Ha'elu, we're talking about the Tanias for Geshem, which we don't really have in the classic sense anymore. Achashim Mitpalalim, after we daven, Yotzim Kol Ha'am Lebeis HaKfaros, Boichim U'Mitzchaninim Sham, Kolayim, as if to say, Hari Atem Meisim Ke'elu Im Loi Tashuva Midarchachem. We're all like Meisim, and therefore going to a basic forest. It's good for our midas, it's good for our tshuva, it's good for our anova, and therefore a positive thing. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a warning. If you are going to Kibrei Nochrim, just be careful about what's the tzelem that's there and here, and that's not a good place to go, but you just have to pick your basic forest accordingly. So that's one reason. It's good for tshuva. A second reason, it's actually good for tzvila. Look at the Shulchan Aruch, brings down for Erev Rosh Hashanah and for Erev Yom Kippur. Number eight. We have a haircut and we get ready and dressed up beautifully for Erev Rosh Hashanah. And there are people that go to the grounds, people know this before Rosh Hashanah. And he brings on as well in number 9, this is before Yom Kippur. And it's a good minag. Why? Why go to a basic forest before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Mishnah Berurah explains, the basic forest, who makam menuchas hatzadikim, it is a place where the tzadikim are resting, v'hatzfilah nitkabla sham yoter. It's a better place to daven. The tefillah is more likely to be accepted, is rotsu there. And the question is why? Why would tefillah be accepted in a Beis HaKfaros? So if you go over to the Drosh HaSaran, I brought you an interesting little piece. He says here the following. Number 11. The tzaddikim bring down a shefa. He talked before this about the Beis HaMikdash. Now we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, but there's still a shefa. There's a downflow that comes down from Shemayim. And through the tzaddikim, and if we are muchan, if we prepare ourselves, we can tap into the shefa that comes down through the tzaddikim. And also, all the more so, if we connect with tzaddikim, we associate with tzaddikim, we will connect with the shefa that they get. And not only while they're alive, even after they die, even when they die, there is a roshan, there's something left, that the place where they are resting is a place where that shefa is concentrated. Because their bones that used to be their guf, that was the kli, if you like, through which the shefa came down, a shefa eloki, adayinish arbahem, min hamala v'hachovet sheyaspik l'kiyotzev hazeh. There's still something left, whatever that is, of what was left in those tzaddikim, and therefore the place where they're buried, there's something almost essential about the bones. There's a mitzias there about the mokam ha-tzaddikim, which is a place of shefa, and therefore a place we can tap into a special tefillah. That's a second reason to go to Kivrei Avos. A third reason, the Sefer Maharil. Very important sefer in defining Minhag Ashkenaz. Maharil lived in the 1400s in Ashkenaz in Europe. It says as follows. Ama Mari Segel. He quotes the Mari Segel. Mashir agin lech lebeis ha-kforos. Mishum de bebeis ha-kforos mokam unuchas ha-tzadikim. Okay, we've seen that. Umitach kach humokam kodesh v'tohor. Now that's very interesting. Mokam kodesh v'tohor. On the one hand, he's saying a basic kforos is mokam kodesh v'tohor. On the other hand, a basic kforos is the biggest mokam atumah that you can possibly have. And how these two things go together, we'll see about the different perspectives. We'll see the Rambam is very unhappy about people going to Beis HaKforos in some ways. So, but he says it's a makom kodesh v'torah because of the tzaddikim. Like we saw before. But then he gives another reason. He says, carefully, we'll see this soon, they shouldn't specifically address their requests to the dead people, who are resting there. What should we be requesting? And that's a very important kavana. He's saying, why are we going to the Kivrei Tzadikim? Not to ask them to pray for us, and we'll get to that in a minute. But we're going there because it's a place where we can daven in the schutz of the tzaddikim. And in many ways, that is the key reason. One goes to a kever to say, look, it, not in my schutz necessarily I'm asking for this, but these are my grandparents, these are our ancestors, these are the people who were the greats of the greats, and therefore do it in their schutz, if not in our schutz. And that's a third reason why it's a very beautiful idea to go to a Kivrei Avos, because we're tapping into that special schutz that they have. So far we've had three reasons. Reason number one was, it's good for tshuva, and even number two, it's good for art tefillah. We can be inspired by it. Reason number three is, it's good because we can tap into schus avos. However, the Chazal clearly say that there is another reason, which is, can we be asking the mesim to daven for us? So look at two interesting gemaras. Gemara in Talis number 13. Lama yotzei lebeis ha-kforos, we saw this already before. There's a machlokes, and one side is, v'chad ama kedei sheyivakshu aleinu mesim rachamim. So the mesim can ask for rachamim. And the original Chazal, the Rashi quotes on Kalev on the Chumash, where Rashi says on the Chumash, why is it singular then plural? Who went to Hebron? Kalev went to Hebron. He missed out an important line in number 14, I'm sure, on purpose. Look in number 14, the original Gemara. V'yalu b'negi v'yavor Hebron. V'yau mi'boile. It should say v'yavo. It should say they went to Hebron. Why he went to Hebron. Amarav v'malamed shepirish Kalev me'atzas haraglim. Kalev separated himself from the Eitzah, from the advice of the Meraglim. V'halaf v'nishtatech l'kibri avos. Akan, that's what Rashi said. But this is the next bit. Amalehen, he said to the avos, avosai. Bikshu alai rachamim. Please daven for me. Daven for rachamim for me. Shinatzel me'etas ha'maraglim. He addressed them directly. Daven for me. Yeshua kvar bikesh Moshe alav rachamim. Yeshua had already asked for rachamim from Moshe, and he gave him the special source of being Yehoshua rather than Hoshea, etc. Kalev never got that brocha from Moshe, so he needs that special brocha from the Avos. And the interesting question is, like, why Why did Rashi not include that line? Was there a concern that actually going to ask for rachamim directly from the mesim has within it a negative side, which we'll see soon? I don't know, I'm speculating, but there's no question that the Gemara originally includes that the Caliph asked for rachamim. So too a Gemara in Sota, in Yudalit about Moshe Rabbeinu's kevim. Mipnei ma, number 15, mistati kivrashel Moshe mein ebasa vada. Why do we not know where Moshe's kever is? The Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed, and the Jewish people would be exiled from their land. They would come to Moshe's kever at that time when they're leaving for Golas, and they would daven and they would pray towards Moshe, and they'd say, Moshe Rabbeinu, amayid v'tfilah ba'adeinu, please, you, daven, stand up and daven for us. And Moshe would stand up, and Hashem, as it were, he would not be able to withstand that gezeira of Moshe, the tefillah of Moshe. Interesting. Meaning, if you have a choice to go to a live tzaddik or a tzaddik who has passed away, who's nifter, who's better? Clearly, it seems from this Gemara, to ask the tzaddikim who've already passed away has a stronger kayach than to ask the tzaddikim who are still alive. And Mishnah Berurah brings that down as well. On Shulchan Aruch, one of the reasons we dafka go to Jewish kfarim if we can, number 16, Shal Yisrael, kedei sheivakshu aleinu rachamim. And we'll see that there is a flip side to that, but there's definitely one of the key sources which has brought down another reason to visit Kivrei Avos is so that we can ask it's so that they can daven for us. It doesn't say that we should ask them to daven for us necessarily. It says that if we go there, they will daven for us. But Caliph did ask them, and the Gemara in Sota and Yudale seems to say that they'd ask Moshe as well. A last reason why it's good to go to a basic forest is because it's good for the nifta. Sefer Chasidim, number 17. Barzilai HaGiladi, there in Shmuel Bet, when he says to his family, Amut Be'iri, I want to die in my own town. Why is he bothered? If he's already died, why bother where he gets buried? Says the Sefer Chasidim, Ki Hano Yesh Lemesim, it gives a Hano, some kind of benefit, some kind of spiritual pleasure to the Mesim, that their loved ones, their nearest and dearest, will go to Dafka to their kfarim, and daven for good things for the neshama, and that affects them, that makes a difference, and therefore Barzilai Giladi asks that he wants to be buried where his family can have access to him, because he wants them to have that effect. So these are all reasons why it's good to go to Kivrei Avos. Just to recap, number one, because it's good for our tshuva and our midas, and we will realize that we have to do tshuva sooner rather than later. Number two, it's good for our tefillah. It's a makom where tefillah is accepted more. It's a makom tohor, as we saw, because there's a shefa on the tzaddikim even after they have passed away. Number three, because there's a schut of the tzaddik, and we can piggyback on that schut, even if not for us, Hashem should do it for them. Number four, so that we can ask the tzaddikim, or at least, even if we don't ask, they can daven for us on our behalf, and their tefillahs are extremely powerful. And number five, it's good for the nifter itself. It brings a schut, an aliyah to the neshama of the nifter if we go to daven there. All very good reasons to go to Kivrei Avos. Now let's look at the other side of the coin. Why is it not good, potentially not good, to go to Kivrei Avos? So I want to give you a few reasons. Number one, why are we going to the kever of the tzaddik? The tzaddik is not there. Number 18. Look at the Chazal here in Masechet Smachos. We always make a matseva in a Beis HaKfaras, because we obviously want to, number one, mark where the person is buried, also to protect Kohanim if they're coming near. We build a nefesh. Nefesh is the word Chazal used for a matseva. We build a nefesh on the kever. But the tzaddikim ain't boinim lehem nefesh. You should not build a matseva on the kever of a tzaddik, says Chazal here. Because how should I relate to the tzaddik who once lived? Not through the remains of the tzaddik that are buried in the ground, but through the svarim. I should be learning their Torah and living an inspiration because of their life and their ma'asim tovim, not because there's somehow something with their bones. You shouldn't be going to kfaras, say Chazal. Why are you even going to kfaras? And Rambam paskens this, Metzainim as a kol basic chorus, Uboinim nefesh ala keve, number 19, paskens in Hilchas Evel, Vahatzadikim ein boinim lahem nefesh al kivroseim, shidivrehem sinchronim, veloyif na adam levaka al kforim. Okay, don't go to kforim. or at least don't go to the Kivrei Tzadikim, because it might be worse to go to the Kivrei Tzadikim than to go to the Kever of Anam Haaretz, because you're implying that that's what's left of the Tzaddik, and that's not true. The Tzaddik lives on through their life, through their words, through their inspiration, and that's how the Kesef Mishnah understands the Rambam. Look in number 20. Umasha Kosev Lo Yifna Adon Levaka HaKforos. When the Rambam says, don't go to Kforim, Zesiyum, that is the end of Masha Kosev, Shedivreihem Hel Zechronam. It's Dafke of Kivrei Tzaddikim. Lo Yifna Adon Levaka Nefesh. Don't go to visit the gravestone, Sha'agebeki Rosheim, Va'al Yidei Keni Hienis Karim, implying that only through me visiting the Tzaddik is there somehow a way the Tzaddik lives on. She'enam Zrichim, they don't need that. She'al Yidei Divreihem, O Maaseihem HaToivim, Heimis Karim, because they live on through their words, through their Torah, through their life, etc. So Dafke is saying, don't go to the Kivrei Tzaddikim. The Radvaz, go over the page, has a problem with this. Because already the Radvaz in the 1500s, he says that Minag Yisrael is to go to Kivrei Tzaddikim. What's going on here? Everybody is running to Kivrei Tzaddikim. By the way, Kever Rochel, they went on Lag BaOmer. It's interesting. Nowadays, of course, Lag BaOmer has shifted northwards to the Kever of Rav Shem Bar Yochai. But the Am Yisrael have been going to Kivrei Tzaddikim for a very long time. So the Radvaz has a problem with this Rambam and a problem with the Chazal. So he says, actually, you know something, he reinterprets it. Look at number 21. Perish Levaka Akvaros, he says, actually, when the Rambam says, don't go to visit a kever of a tzaddik, it's not just to visit. Hu liftoyach hakever lifkod et hames. It's to dig up the grave, some kind of a necromancy or whatever it is. Don't go digging up graves to visit the actual base. V'zeh yesh midarchei moiri. That's already very strange. Aval lifkod akvaros mi b'chutz, but to go and visit the grave on the outside, there's no worry, this is Minag Yisrael. Even to prostrate oneself on the grave. Now, it's interesting, he doesn't sound from the Rambam that that's what he's saying. He doesn't sound like he's saying, don't go and dig up the grave of a tzaddik to see if you can see the body. It sounds like he's saying, don't go to the kever. But bottom line, Am Yisrael do go to Kfarim, and this Rambam is, I think, little known, and the Chazal is little known, but also the Chasam Sofer, number 22. Yisrael gam kein. The Jewish people have developed a custom to go to Mesim. I don't like it, he says. You shouldn't do it. It's something that going do. It's something that non-Jewish people do, to be focused on Mesim. We're focused on the living. We're not focused on the dead. Going to the dead gives all the wrong messages. That's not where the tzaddikim are. That's not where our focus should be. And therefore, that's one concern. A second concern is doyrish al ha-mesim. There is a mitzvah in the Torah, one of the tariag, brought you the posuk in Dvarim number 23, is not to do all these strange necromancy things of kosim, ksamim, and ma'oinen, or menachesh, etc. And at the end it says, v'choy v'chave v'shoyel ovi yidoni v'doyrish al hamesim. You're not allowed to be doyresh al hamesim, to make requests from the dead. And the Bach brings down a very important piece in number 24. He brings down a quote from Rav Chaim Paltiel, and he says as follows, number 24. Void Ra'isi, says the Bach, Tshuva al Shem Ramareinu Arav Rav Chaim Paltiel. Al hanoidrim leilech lebeis akoros. There are Jewish people who make a neder. They're going to spend money, they're going to go to visit the kever of a tzaddik. He's not saying it's mamash dorish al ha-mesim, but it seems to me to be strange to be going to Kforim. It looks like you're going to ask the dead to do things for you. Oh, when it comes to Kalev, it's Palel, L'Shem B'mokam Kedusha, K'dei Shetei Tzvilasoi Nishmat. Kalev is Kalev. The Avos are the Avos, and Chevron is Chevron. That's okay. He knows what he's doing. He knows how to do it. He's going to see the greats of the great. And Maras HaMachpel is the place to go. Ach nashim u'bnei adam she'enem yoidim zeh lo yadati halichasam lama. But like Sam b'nei adam, why they're going to Kforim, I'm not sure what they're doing there, he's saying. If you're Kalev, and if you're going to visit the Avos, naniach, I understand. But if you're an ordinary Joe and you're going to a kever, chances are you're doing all the wrong things there. So why are you going? The Ani Ragil says, Rav Chaim Paltiel, my minag is liftoch behem b'charota. I like to be matzeh their neder. V'yatiru lehem a neder. V'yitzen et staka mashahayim moitzi al aderech. And if they were going to fly to Uman to go to Rav Nachman on Rosh Hashanah, I matzeh the neder. They should give the money to the staka, the money they'd spend on the flight, and the money they'd spend on the hotel, and they should do a mitzvah with the money in a different way. And then they give him. So he likes to be matzah the neder. He's worried about derish al amesim, and this finds its way into the halacha. If you look in the Chai Adam, the Chai Adam brings the minag of going to kivrei tzaddikim before Rosh Hashanah. Look at the second line. He says, "Yes, go to visit the kvarim, but v'yunishar ma'oid. You have to be very careful. Shelo yasi magamasa lihitpalel ulevakish min amesim." Whatever you're doing at a kever, never ask the mason to do anything on your behalf. Because he's saying, Shekarav hadaveh shiyeh b'chlal dorish al ha-mason. Because that's getting very close to an isna d'oraisa of dorish al ha-mason. Ele yitpalel, you should daven la-kodesh baruch hu, only to Hashem shiyaseh chesed b'schus of tzadikim ha-mason. Now, this is interesting because that, again, doesn't seem to be the minhag. People all the time say at a levaya that the mace should be a meitz yosher, should go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It seems from here that that's getting close to an Issa Doraisa. So why does everybody do it? There are at least five ways of saying it's not a problem of Derech Shalom Meisim, and let me just make a mention of a few of them. The first one is that that's not halachically what Derech Shalom Meisim really is. It's not asking the Meis to be a Melitz Yosher. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Derech Shalom Meisim, Zeshim Mariv Atzmoi V'lan B'Beis HaKor, someone who starves themselves and they sleep overnight in the cemetery, Kidei She'Tishra Alav Ruach HaTumah, so that they'll get somehow bring down a negative force of Tumah. That's Derech Shalom Meisim. Asking to the Meis to be Melitz Yosher, that's not Derech Shalom Meisim. So that's fine, and the Bach actually brings down, after having quoted Rabbi Chaim Paltiel, who's worried about this, he says, no, don't worry, because it's Minig Yisrael, it's not really Derech Shalom Meisim, even though there are those that are concerned. Lemaisa, Derech Shalom Meisim is something quite different. So that's one reason why maybe it's not a problem. A second reason is, and he mentions the Bach, the Zohar asked exactly this question. Look at number 28. Am Rabbi Yisra, b'shata de itzrich alma lemitra, when the world needs rain, says the Zohar. Why do people go to the dead? We saw in the Gemara, he goes to the basic forest. He asked the question directly. The Zohar says, it's wrong to go to Kfarim. Surely it's asking the Mesim for help. So Amalei, the response to that question is, it's talking about going to the Mesim, the non-Jewish graves, that are constantly going to be Mesim. But the Jewish Mesim, they're not really dead. They're really alive. And Shlomo said this. Okay, they were dead, but not now. But they're alive now. And therefore the idea of bringing the Mesim into the picture is not asking Mesim. Jewish Mesim are really Chaim. They're Chaim in a very real way, in a different plane. And therefore that's not called Derech Shalom Meisim. Derech Shalom Meisim is dafka to go to the dead who remain dead forever. And we see the Gemara, number 29, Ki Achaim Yoidin Sheim Musu. Elu tzadikim shebemisasa nikrum chayim. We see this, the tzadikim, and all Jewish people are tzadikim on a different level, on a certain level. They are called chayim even after they're dead. So that's not called Derech Shalom Meisim. Another reason the Maharal says, no, you're not really asking the Meisim to daven for you, that you're just bringing the Meisim into the picture. Just like you go to a tzadik who was alive to daven with you, to use their schos and to help them with their schos. So too, he says, the Am Yisrael, beautiful idea, he says, Am Yisrael is not just the Jews who are alive. Am Yisrael includes all the Jews who are alive and all the Jews who were alive. They're all part of Am Yisrael. And therefore, bringing the Mason into the picture is not called Derech Shalom Meisim. It's just being mitzaref, if you like, mitzaref these people into the picture so that they can daven with us. And they're all part of Klal Yisrael too. And therefore, again, a similar kind of idea to the Zohar. It's not that necessarily that they're dead. It's that they're part of Klal Yisrael and can be brought in. Also, a very strange Shulchan Aruch. Look at the Shulchan Aruch in number 32. The Shulchan Aruch itself seems to say there's no problem communicating with dead people. The interesting halacha here, number 32. Lahashbi'a tachayle. If someone, God forbid, is very sick, are you allowed to make them promise that when they die, they'll come back and help you? So look what the Shulchan Aruch says. Lahashbi'a, I suppose you have to pick your moments as to when you say this and how you say it. Lahashbi'a tachayle l'shuv alav. La'acha misa l'hagiloyet asher yishalotoy. Are you allowed to ask a person who's sick to revisit you after they're dead when you want to ask them questions? Mutter. You're allowed. It's allowed. Says the Ramah, V'yesh matir mafiru la'acha maisa. And you're even allowed after the person dies to ask them to visit you and help you. Im einu mashbir gufa shel meis rak ruchav. I don't understand exactly what this means, but it's saying the problem seems to be derish al amesim is, like we saw before, actually connecting with the body in some sense. But speaking to the spirit of the mace, no problem, you can do that. And therefore there's any number of reasons why it's actually not such a problem of derish al amesim, but you should be aware that there were those who really considered it to be so. One thing's for sure, if God forbid you're actually davening to the mason to actively help you, that's a big problem. That's Avodah Zarah already, we'll see that in the Rambam coming up soon. Two or three other reasons why going to Kivrei Tzadikim might not be all it's cracked up to be. Number one, there may be nobody listening. Let's look at what the Gemara says, or Kohelet start off with, guys, number 34. Ki achaim yoidim sheimusu. The living know that they will die. V'hameisen ein yodei mu'uma. The dead know nothing. And the question is, does that mean they really know nothing? Or do those who have passed away know what's going on in our world, in our lives? And the Gemara discusses this back and forth and back and forth. There's an entire daf of Gemara in Brochas and Yudches. I brought you here in number 35. You're not allowed to go to a Beis HaKfaros, Tefillin Barosha, wearing Tefillin on your head, the Sefer Torah Bezra, a Koira, reading from a Sefer or learning, etc. Then Oisekein Oivimishom Loig Larash. It's loy glarash. You're mocking the dead. You're doing mitzvahs in the basic forest. You can't do that. Rebbe Chiyim and Rebbe Yonason, the story of Rebbe Chiyim and Rebbe Yonason, have a shaklev as the basic forest. They were walking through a basic forest. Havikash de tchilta, the Rebbe Yonason. Rebbe Yonason's tcheles was hanging down towards the graves. But Amalei Rebbe Chiyim, Rebbe Chiyim said to him, Dari, put it away. Put your tzitzis away. We don't want the dead to say that tomorrow these people are going to be with us. Now they're mocking us. You have to put your tzitzis away. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yonason turns around to him and says, they don't know. They have no idea. They have no clue what's going on. The Mesim don't know anything, says Rabbi Yonason. Amalei responded to him, no. That's not talking about the dead who are buried, it's talking about people in life who are Rishayim and they're considered dead even when they're alive. But of course the dead know what we're doing. Put them away. And the Gemara goes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And it's not clear what the conclusion is, whether the dead really know or don't know. Tosfos seems to understand that the conclusion of the Gemara is the dead taka do not know. They are unaware of what's going on. Look at number 36. For in time of Ham, of a perik misha mesu, the mesil lo yadinu midi. Okay, they don't know anything. Umashil the maskana afilu avos ha'olam, even the avos. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. He says the maskana of the Gemara is that they're unaware what's going on in this world. So why are you davening to them? So he answers, Yesh loma da al yidei tzvila shezem mitpalel. It could be that when you daven, Moidim lahem shekach nitpalel. They get a message. They get, I don't know, an email or something equivalent spiritually. Someone's davening in your schos, and that makes them aware. But already Tosfos assumes that the basic principle is they don't really know what's going on. But maybe there's a special, if you daven, there's a special information there. The three last reasons. One of them is Loeg L'Rosh itself. The Ritva says to daven in a Beis HaKfaros is itself a problem. Because just like you can't learn where tefillin, where tzitzis in a basic forest, you can't daven in a basic forest either. Having stam and mincha in the basic forest is a problem, he says. Obviously davening in the schus of the nifta may be different, but he says that it's very clear that with the Tanis they would daven first in the town, and after they davened, they would come to the basic forest, so that's another danger. The Gaon was very unhappy about going to a basic forest. He wrote a letter to his wife, number 38, Tishma shalot telchi lebeisak forest klal oklal. Make sure you never go to a basic forest. Shisham mitbakim haklipos ma'od v'kolshe came benoshim. All the men with women, and this is an issue. Some chevre kedisha they allow the women onto the ground. Some do not. That's sometimes a little bit sensitive. V'kolat saris fa'avoinus ba'im is there. And there's so many negative things that come from that. So the Gaon was known to be very against going to basic forest. Focus on the living and not on the dead. And lastly, perhaps most importantly, the Rambam is very concerned that if you are using any intermediary to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that itself is a breach of the fifth of the Ikrim, of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, that you're not davening directly to Hashem himself. So if you use a tzaddik, or if you use a mace, or if you use a malach, That's very problematic, even on an ikre emuna level, and the stakes for that are very high. If you think about it, if you're in breach of one of the yud-gimel ikrim, so he says ein lo chelek le'olam haba, etc., etc. So there's a very serious danger there as well. But having said all of that, we go to kivrei avos. And that's Minhag Yisrael. I brought the Munkacher to the end that says it's Adarab, it's a mitzvah to go to Kivrei Avos. You can look at the whole tshuva if you want more information. But you've seen here a few reasons this way, a few reasons that way. Please God, we should have the schuz to do mitzvahs and to connect with the Kforim in the most positive way, and it should be a schuz for us too.